In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Coming up, how Amazon really, really, really wants you to use Alexa
all the time in every room of your house.
It's found a way. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if you haven't gotten an Amazon Echo Dot speaker, perhaps now is the time. You can buy a six-pack of Amazon Echo Dots. These mini Alexas, if you will, sell for $50. That's down from $90. And if you buy five, you get one free. How about that? Let's go to Nathan Olivares-Giles, WSJD's assistant news editor and friend of the podcast. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So the Echo Dot speakers, what can you do with these little guys? Is it everything you can do with the original? And can you refresh some people who perhaps might not be as familiar with Alexa?
Yeah, basically, Amazon has a line of speakers that have their version of Siri built into it. They call their voice assistant Alexa. And the smallest, cheapest speaker is the Echo Dot. It sells for $50. It used to sell for $90. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a smaller version of the Amazon Echo, which is like a larger speaker that's maybe about the size of a large water bottle. And both will play music for you, and you can request a song that you want to be played, and they'll play it through Amazon's own Prime Music service or Pandora or Spotify. What these speakers are best for and what this voice assistant is best for still is buying things from Amazon. So saying, hey, Alexa, order me some paper towels again, or order me, Gatorade and or whatever. And whatever the last order you had for those different products were and whatever kind of sizes and things like that, Amazon will throw that into your shopping cart so that you can have some sent to you. So it's really, really easy and convenient. It can also do stuff nowadays like hail you an Uber, deliver you some news reports from NPR, order you a pizza from Domino's, and answer some trivia questions too. So there are now more than 3,000 voice commands that it understands. So it's getting a lot smarter.
Gotcha. So with the Echo Dot speakers, it seems like the idea is Amazon's trying to get us to buy more. There seems to be like even a marketing scheme that goes into this. Can you talk a little bit about how this is marketed?
Yeah, well, Amazon is actually, along with dropping the price from $90 down to $50 for the Echo Dot, they are selling them in basically six packs. So if you buy five, you get the sixth one free. And on their website, they actually have the boxes of the Echo Dots in like a little carrying case that looks very similar to maybe buying a six pack of soda or beer from the grocery store. So it's they're really, really pushing this as a device for every room in your home. And they even say that specifically on their website. The idea really is that you have one of these in like your living room, your bedroom, your kitchen, pretty much everywhere. And wherever you have, the need for the best sound, maybe in your living room, maybe that's where you have the bigger, more expensive Echo speaker. But in a place like, your office or your bedroom, where you might not be sitting for, a couple hours listening to music, this smaller speaker, which, frankly, just does not sound as good, is convenient for those voice commands and even playing a little bit of music in the morning as you're getting ready or something like that. So it's kind of an entry point device, but the idea is really that you're going to fill your home with these things so that no matter where you're at, you can talk to Amazon's voice assistant. And with the idea that you have an Echo Dot in every single room in your house, the new version of the Echo Dot, which just got an update along with this price cut in terms of the hardware, it actually has a new improved speaker setup. There's eight speakers in the top of it, just like its bigger brother Echo, and it can actually communicate with the other Echoes in your home to determine which one is closest to you so that it can actually deliver the response from whatever Echo Dot is nearest to you. So if you're, standing in the hallway and you're closer to your bedroom than you are your living room, the one in your bedroom will be able to decipher that you're closer than the one in your living room, and that's where you'll hear the answer delivered.
It seems like they're really, a lot of thought went into this so they could roll this out just right. A lot of the technicalities are accounted for, good marketing scheme. I wonder what that says about how sales of the Amazon Echo have been. Are they just latching on to something that's been very successful, or are they making such a big effort because sales might not have been where they want them to be? What do we know about how well the Amazon Alexa has been selling so far?
Echo speakers are, in fact, the best-selling speaker that has some voice assistance and Wi-Fi connectivity built into it. And, in fact, the sales were so strong that Sonos, which is one of the most popular Wi-Fi speaker brands that does not have a voice assistant built into it, came out earlier this year and said, hey, you know, we saw the blockbuster sales of Amazon's Echo speakers. We know that voice control is going to be something that's very important in the future, and we're going to double down on that. And recently, they had an event in New York where they announced that they're working on integrating their speakers with Amazon's Alexa voice assistant, but they're doing it through their own Sonos app rather than building speakers with microphones in them that also have Amazon's voice assistant. So the impact was big enough that people are paying attention and that competitors are changing what they're doing. And in fact, Google later this year is coming out with its own speaker called Home, which will have its digital assistant, its version of Siri, which it just calls Google Voice Assistant, built into it. So it's been a big enough of a product that Google is taking notice and building a competitor.
Yeah, voice assistance is really starting to become the way of the future, and there's just this huge influx from everywhere. It'll be interesting to see how much more we get out of this new and obviously lasting trend. Nathan, thank you as always for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. For more, you can check out WSJD.com. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.